vegetation management in cotton based on the normalized difference vegetation index on the Texas High Plains. Our project goal was to increase the productivity of cotton production systems by maximizing nitrogen use efficiency. Our objective was to determine the relationship between cotton lint yield and NDVI across multiple irrigation varieties and nitrogen fertilizer levels. While nitrogen is required in the largest amount by most plants, there is only two inorganic forms of nitrogen available for cotton uptake, nitrate and ammonium. While plant available nitrogen in the soil is very limited and can be lost easily due to environmental conditions, it is not always timed with plant uptake for cotton. And in order to determine in-season cotton nitrogen uptake, we use NDVI. While it is uncertain if in-season nitrogen uptake by cotton corresponds with canopy reflectance due to variations in plant height and biomass. In order to determine the objectives, our materials and methods were Texas A&M AgriLife. Location is Texas A&M AgriLife Research Center in Lubbock, Texas, in 2018 and 2019 on an acre of loam. Lubbock is a semi-arid region and only receives 45 centimeters of rainfall yearly. We planted two cotton cultivars, Delta Pine 1820 B3XF and Delta Pine 1823 NR B2XF. And our irrigation we had a low 30% evapotranspiration rate and a high 70% evapotranspiration rate. Our fertilizer source was urea and it was applied through injection. Our treatments were all three had 17 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare applied through pre-plant, while treatments 2 and 3 were split planted or applied and with 67 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare in season at 2 weeks or 3 weeks after planting and then at Pinhead Square. And then for treatment 3, we had 135 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare also applied in those two split applications. Our measurements, we soil sampled at three depths prior to fertilizer application of 0 to 15, 15 to 30, and 30 to 60 centimeters. We sent the soil samples to Texas A&M AgriLife Research Extension Center for the soil, water, and forage testing lab. The macro and micronutrients were analyzed using Malik-3. The NDVI sensors that we used were Holland Scientific GeoScout Data Logger and Holland Scientific Crop Circle Sensor ACS211. The ACS211 samples has five samples per second and has a field of view of 40 degrees by 8 degrees. We collected lint yield after harvest. In order to analyze the data, we enter the NDVI data into ArcGIS 10.5.1 and we use SAS 9.4 for treatment significance and GLIMIX and mean separation and Pearson's simple linear regression. Now moving on to our results. The soil characterization for 2018, we had a relatively high pH at 8.0 and 8.1, while our nitrogen was at 9 milligrams per kilogram at the 0 to 15 depth. It decreased to 5 milligrams per kilogram at the bottom two depths of 15 to 30 and 30 to 60 centimeters. In 2019, our plots were at a different spot in the same field. Our pH decreased to about 7.6, but then increased to that 7.9 level for the 15 to 30 and 30 to 60 centimeter depths. While our nitrate was 14 milligrams per kilogram at 0 to 15, and then increased to 21 milligrams per kilogram at 30 to 60 centimeter depth. For our lint yield in 2018, we have lint yield on the y-axis and treatment on the x-axis. The maroon bars represent Delta Pine 1820, and the blue bars represent Delta Pine 1823 under the high irrigation. Under the low irrigation, it is the same setup. However, the green bars represent Delta Pine 1820, and the pink bars represent Delta Pine 1823. For the high irrigation, Delta Pine 1820 and 1823 were treatment 2 at the 7500 application was significant over our only pre-application of 1500. While under the low irrigation, treatment only Delta Pine 1823 was significant, and treatment 2 was significant over both treatment 1 and 4. For lint yield in 2019, treatment 2 for Delta Pine 1820 was significant over treatment 4 of 135.00. And then for the Delta Pine 1823, treatment 4 well, the 135.00 was significant over treatment 1, just the pre-plant application. For the low irrigation, only Delta Pine 1820 was significant, and both split plant applications were significant over the pre-plant application. Moving on to NDVI versus lint yield in 2018, we planted at five different dates of 51, 65, 77, 91, and 126 days after planting. And so at 51 days after planting under high irrigation for Delta Pine 1820, we had an R-square value of 0.793. And then under the low irrigation for Delta Pine 1820, our highest was at the 126-day at the 65-day planting at 0.2596. While in Delta Pine 1823, the high irrigation was highest at 91 days after planting at 0.48 R-squared, and lowest for the low irrigation, it was highest with the point at 126 at 0.3801. So I picked a couple days in order to show you the graphs of the R-squared values that were just showed. The days were picked based on the R-squared values and the middle, more towards the middle of the season. So our growth stage at 51 days after planting was squaring and first flower. So for the high irrigation at Delta Pine 1820, each treatment is at a different color, with the maroon representing the 1500, the blue at 7500, and the pink at 135.00. The pink and the maroon treatments were grouped together, while the second treatment at 7500 was more towards the top. And then for our low irrigation at Delta Pine 1820, the treatments are more interacted with the 0.29 R-squared value. For the 91 days after planting, we were in flowering and bulb development growth stage. And for the high irrigation, Delta Pine 1823, we had an R-squared value at 0.48, and the fertilizer treatments were grouped together. While in the 0.297 for the low irrigation of Delta Pine 1823, you can see that separation in the each treatment. So moving on to 2019, we had 11 sampling dates at 26, 39, 42, 49, 56, 63, 69, 80, 88, 101, and 126. While the R-squared values are relatively low, our highest one was at 56 for high irrigation for Delta Pine 1820 at 0.613. And for the low irrigation for Delta Pine 1820, the highest was 0.5694 at 69 days after planting. And for Delta Pine 1823, our high irrigation, we had an R-squared value of 0.606 at 42 days after planting. And .28 at 42 days after planting for the low irrigation. So again, I chose a couple of dates to look at more closely. So our growth stage was at squaring at 42 days after planting. And our high irrigation, Delta Pine 1820, you can see the separation of the treatment through the regression with the R squared of 0.4253. While under our low irrigation at 0.323, the treatments were more clumped together. And then 56 days after planting, we were in flowering. So at 0.6163 R squared at the high irrigation of 1820, our pink treatment was 135.00, was lower than the 15 and the 75.00 treatments. For flowering and bulb development at 69 days after planting, our R squared value was highest under low irrigation for Delta Pine 1820, and the treatments were more interacted. So in summary, high irrigation, our NDVI had a greater relationship with lint yield 51 days after planting with the R squared of 0.791. With the variety Delta Pine 1820 and 91 days after planting at 0.486 with the variety Delta Pine 1823 in 2018. NDVI had a greater relationship with lint yield 56 days after planting with the R squared of 0.61 with the variety Delta Pine 1820 and 42 days after planting with 0.6 with the variety Delta Pine 1823 in 2019. And our low irrigation, it was highest at 51 days after planting with the R squared of 0.292 for 1820 and 65 days after planting with the R squared of 0.3 with 1823 in 2018. While in 2019, our highest was 69 days after planting at R squared of 0.569 with the variety Delta Pine 1820 and 42 days after planting with 0.281 with Delta Pine 1823. So, our poor relationships between NDVI and lint yield may be due to the limited range in lint yield across nitrogen treatments. And similar results to what I just presented were determined in which NDVI had a moderate to poor correlation to lint yield. However, in the future, I'll be looking more at bulb count and maybe the relationship between plant height and biomass for the NDVI. And then we will also be getting a new sensor to look at red edge. I would like to thank my committee members, Dr. Kevin Bronson for sensor setup, and Dr. Lewis's lab group for help with sample collection, and Bayer for funding this research. Thank you.